Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
That's right. The drive is live. We got a full four on a Monday, baby.
Come on, baby.
We got a full four on a Monday. We're going to run you right up until Seth and Sean as we will run you to the pregame show as the Texans. They are on Monday Night Football, and they are going to be on the road in Seattle. And this is the place for you to be. The Drive Sports Radio 610 as we get you ready for that. A lot to get to coming up. Throughout the show, I do want to start here, fellas, and I see a lot of the love here on the text line. Last week I was out, and I'm not sure how many people knew, but my father passed away unexpectedly, and it was probably the most difficult time in my life. A lot of emotions of sadness, of anger, of regret, a lot of emotions. I appreciate everything here that everyone at Odyssey has done. Clint and Tyler reaching out to me, checking on me, Figgy to Reggie to Sean to everybody here reaching out. Parker Hillis telling me you know, take all the time you need. It was very, very difficult. I appreciate the love that many of you have given me and supported me. And I think probably, at least when it comes to the situation here with the listeners and you guys, the biggest thing for me that you guys helped me with a lot was the day of. I don't think a lot of people knew, but it happened October 10th, Friday morning, the normal morning, getting the kids ready. And my wife got the news from my mom, and she stopped and told me. And I told Clint, I told Tyler, I told Parker, I need to work. I'm just not ready to sit around and think about it. And going out to Boomer Jack's, And being around you guys, the people, and just having that sense of normalcy was a huge, huge help for me and just allowed me to just kind of just deal with things in that moment. So that was very, very helpful the day of. And shout out to Patrick Creighton, who came up there on standby just in case I wasn't going to be able to do the show, and stayed up there the whole time and wore a tuxedo anyway up there. But he was there, and that is something. I didn't even know. Some of the times you get on my nerves, I get on your nerves. But in maybe the most difficult moment of my life, I was like, I need to be here right now. I need to be here. And I appreciate you guys. That was probably, I would imagine, for Tyler and Clint, that was probably a odd maybe difficult situation of how to handle that. But I appreciate you guys.
And you make it easy, man. You make it easy. We miss you, bro. We missed you when you was gone. And I hate to hear anything like that happen to anybody, obviously, when it's somebody that we work with every day as close as we are, man. We hurt for you, and we pray for your family, all your loved ones back in Kansas City. Ridge, loved ones back in Kansas City and getting through it and staying strong. And I've been through stuff like that before, man. The most important thing is man, it's this radio stuff don't mean a damn thing when that's going on. So I'm glad you were able to get back there and spend a week with your people and kind of cross some T's and dot some I's. And it is beautiful to have you back, my man.
Yep, and I'm just sitting here thinking, Tyler, you know what my pops would want right now?
What's that?
Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount.
I really didn't see it coming.
You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus, watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. As Steve Harvey would say, now that we got that out the way, we got a Monday Night Football game tonight, and I kind of want to start here as we are getting more understanding. Over the weekend, we saw Christian Kirk was ruled out as a flare-up with that hamstring. He's already missed a couple of games earlier this year with a hamstring. He is out for this game, but DeNico Autry and Jalen Reed, who have not played this year, they were activated off the PUP list, so they potentially are going to be active tonight. But as we look at the injury situation, Christian Kirk, I know, hasn't quite had the impact that we were thinking he may or hoping he may, but how big a deal is that tonight going on the road to Seattle not having Christian Kirk available?
Well, I think it's a big deal. I've been talking all week last week, Ron. I talked about how important it is that somebody other than Nico Collins has the ability to make plays in the pass game, right? Has the ability to separate and make themselves available in some way, shape, or form. I don't care if it's Higgins over the top. I don't care if it's Xavier Hutchinson underneath. I don't care if it's working the slot with Jalen Knoll somehow. I don't care exactly how you accomplish it. But somebody has to be able to make plays in the pass game, not name Nico Collins. Now, what we've seen from the Texans is a lot of the plays that are being made, or at least kind of what drives this offense, is the short, quick, now type of plays that obviously relieve pressure from the quarterback, relieve pressure from the pass protection, and it keeps you ahead of the chains. So you automatically think, who's going to do that other than Nico Collins? Right. And now without Christian Kirk, obviously your most likely option, the guy that's done it before, the guy that has not just made himself available, but he's been explosive. He's a guy that can take the underneath route and take the distance and end up getting chunk plays out of the deal. With him not being available, now all of a sudden you're relying on a bunch of guys that, quite frankly, have never done it. And so
a tough place to play against a defense that's been playing pretty well.
Yep.
You could see like throwing rookies in there. You just don't know how they're going to react. Throwing rookies in there in a big moment like that, in a spot like that, you would like to have a guy who's been in it. Yep. This guy's played in playoff games. You would like to have that, and that is a tough thing to not have available.
Ron, the interesting thing here, and this is the decision that has to be made by the Houston Texans, right, is by Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, ultimately, and I'm sure it's a collaborative effort, but I'm going to say Nick Caley just so you know what the hell I'm talking about. Like you have to decide right now. You can't wait till game time. You have to decide right now. Are we going to leave Nico Collins camped out over here, let them tilt their coverage to him and take our best player out of the game, or are we going to do that and then try to see if Xavier Hutchinson and company can do what they did last time we saw them 2 weeks ago against Baltimore? Or are we going to go into this game with a game plan of moving Nico Collins around, handing it to him, throwing it to him in the quick game, throwing it to him in the screen game, throwing it to him over the top? Are we going to be a Nico Collins-centric offense, or are we going to be throw the football wherever the coverage dictates you throw the football. Get through your progressions and just throw to whoever.
I don't know why the way you just said that last
part. Did I slant it?
It feels like that's not the route. Hit the open guy.
Yeah, that just doesn't. I don't like. I mean, it's one thing for the coaching staff to say it all year long because you want to rally the troops. You want everybody to feel like they're going to be a part of this thing. But in games like this, when this is a monster game, in a sense of what the future of 2025 looks like for the Texans this season, you have got to put your best foot forward in this game. And I got to believe that it's more Nico Collins than the others in some way, shape, or form. So we'll see what Nick Caley does. That's a decision that's got to be made. And it's even a bigger decision now with Christian Kirk being out, Ron.
Yeah, I do wonder. That is a big thing. I do wonder how they're going to – what's their answer to Kirk being out? Is it just Jalen Knoll? Is it Higgins? Is it moving Nico around and then putting Higgins or other guys? Is it Braxton Berrios? Is it who it – like, I do wonder, and I'm sure we'll see that pretty early, how they are going to go about, you know, putting guys in for that loss. That's going to be a big thing to watch.
Well, it's – I mean, look, Nick Caley, it's what they signed up for. I mean, so not Nick, but, I mean, it's what Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan signed up for. You came into this season with Nico Collins as knowing, being the only known – really separator, explosive player on the offensive side of the football, and you decided to roll with it, right? You decided Christian Kirk was going to be the answer, and that was going to be your big sign this offseason, and the injury-plagued player bites you again. He's bit him in the tail to this point in the season, and so now you got to go to a very difficult place to play with a really good defense that can get up to the quarterback, and, you know, you've got to do it with lesser than. And so that's that's going to be a huge challenge for Nick Caley tonight, and we'll see what he can get accomplished. Let's make sure we are fully aware, though. I mean, in my opinion, he is handcuffed in a major way.
Oh, Caley?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's. I mean, I don't know what. Look, there's nothing you can do about it at
especially
this point.
Especially with a great defensive coach, too.
Absolutely. There's nothing you can do about it at this point, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about it. I mean, but at the end of the day, your rookie offensive coordinator is handcuffed in a major way because you've got – if you look at it, when your starters are out there, I mean, you've got one guy on the entire field that would qualify as an explosive player per NFL standards, and that's Nico Collins, right? I mean, that is – you put Woody Marks out there, then you add a little something to it. Man, we'll see what comes of that. You put Jalen Knoll out there. Obviously, there we'll see what.
Yeah,
comes
the rest
of
are
that.
Just unknowns.
Unknowns. I
even
mean, totally
Woody
unknowns.
Marks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
even,
so
yeah.
If they do it, Ron, it'll be the first time. You know what I mean? If they do it, it'll be the first time. So we'll see what Nick Caley can drum up offensively.
Well, with that, as we kind of do before games, usually on Fridays, but as we're leading into the game, most important matchup. So when the Texans have the ball, as we've kind of looked at this, what this injury to Christian Kirk may mean. What for you is the most important matchup when the Texans have the ball?
Well, I mean, look, it's easy to say Nico Collins and when whoever's on Nico Collins, whether it's zone or man or what the hell they do with him. But I tell you, I'll go with the O-line across the front, though. I mean, this is a defensive front that has the ability to stop the run and get after the passer by rushing just their down four. They don't have to go out and dial up add a bunch of helmets to the line of scrimmage and add a bunch of helmets to the pass rush. To the rush to stop the run or to get to the quarterback. And Ron, we talked about it last week, and there's several people on record that study the film a lot closer than I do. This defense has not just been a really, really, really good defense, but they've done it in a way that we've seen haunt the Houston Texans offensive line over the last handful of years. With twists, the TE twist and stunt, all the stunts up front, that has been an absolute nightmare for the Texans over the last year and a half. And this particular team, their forte is, their specialty is using those stunts to get after the quarterback, using those stunts to disrupt run blocking schemes up front and make the running back stop his feet. And so it is really it's what's haunted this offensive line. So if you want to ask matchups, for me, it comes down to, can this offensive line, tight end, running back group, can we stop them from being so successful with just their down four guys doing work? Can we force them to add an extra helmet to the rush? Can we force them to do some different things? Because if they can just sit back and drop seven in coverage and rush four and get after your quarterback and make your offensive line look like we've seen this offensive line look like with TE stunts, then it's going to be a long day for the Texans. So I'll go O-line versus their D-line, I think, is the biggest matchup here.
To the point, I'm sure it's been stated all last week. And them jokers had 7 sacks last week.
7 sacks.
DeMarcus Lawrence just went off. He had a couple sacks, and he's, you know, from the Cowboys, if you remember him. But they had 7 sacks on Trevor Lawrence last week.
7 sacks, 16 hits on the quarterback, and I believe 33 pressures in 42 pass calls, dropbacks.
That's a team that had just come off of putting 31 on the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen what the Chiefs did the last
good
two games.
Good football team.
And what they did the Lions and what they did to the Raiders. And this team, 7 sacks on them. So, and I think Jacksonville likes their offensive line and more comfortable. I think the jury is probably still out on the Texans, so I'm with you. That is a huge, huge thing to watch right there. Multiple different ways, and that's the thing is with them. They're kind of similar to the Rams as you're talking there, Clint. It's not like, hey, it's Max Crosby that you got a key on or something like that. It can come from a lot of different ways. It can come from anybody on that front four, anybody on that front seven. And blitzes and different things. So, yeah, that is going to be a big one. All right, as we continue here on game day. Game day. Hey, there's not 3 hours today. We are taking over the coach's show, baby. We are leading you right into Seth and Sean and the pregame show coming up behind us. On Mondays, we usually do our Man Eye Institute Player of the Game. Well, at this point, we're going to do our Man Eye Institute player we think is going to be the player of the game. You can send yours in. Who do you think is going to have a big game tonight? Who's going to be the guy we're talking about tomorrow as we do that, as we do the show tomorrow? We'll do that coming up next, right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in. It's game day. It is game day as the Texans. This is a huge game, a huge, huge game against the Seattle Seahawks. This kicks off this four-game stretch against opponents that are all playoff contenders, all in the playoffs, I believe, right now, if the season ended. And it's a road game in Seattle, Monday Night Football. And we do this normally on Mondays after the game. But, Man Eye Institute, baby. We ain't gonna forget about you on a Monday, baby. We're going to keep you rolling here. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this as well. Who do you think will be the player of the game? Who do you think will be the Man Eye Institute player of the game? Who is it we're going to be talking about had a big impact on this game? 713-572-4610. Someone text in, it's got to be Woody Marks. Champ Slice says Nico Collins. Let's hear you, Clint Sterner. Who do you think we're going to be talking about that's going to be a big impact player of the game?
I'm going to go with Derek Stingley Jr. You know, I think this is a game that Derek Stingley Jr., whether they do it from the beginning or they do it, you know, as an adjustment at some point in the game, I think Derek Stingley Jr. ends up mirroring Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and at that point I believe that he's removed from the box score. And I believe that Derek Stingley Jr. is going to get him a turnover or two in this game.
Yeah.
So they need him. If I had to pick, because I think our defense is going to have to make several plays throughout this game to swing momentum in a big way and to give points ultimately to the offense, if not score themselves. And so the only way I'm getting a Man Eye Institute player of the game for the Texans is if we win. And I think in order to do so, Derek Stingley Jr. is going to have a monster game.
This is why they paid him.
That's it.
Right? Like, yep. This is the unique thing that he brings to the game. There have been Hall of Fame corners in this league that aren't, Richard Sherman comes to mind,
yep,
that aren't guys that, hey, man, we can send you to follow everybody. Some guys are really good zone corners. Rondé Barber comes to mind. Peanut Tillman comes to mind. But you pay a guy like him, Surtain, those guys, because they can go lock and travel and play anywhere on the field. And with JSN, they're going to need that. They're going to need that big time.
That's right.
Derek Stingley Jr. I like that. Derek Stingley Jr. is yours. Someone else text in. That's a good one, Champ Slice. That's a good one, JSN. is potentially going to be an issue. Mine is Danielle Hunter. I think this is a big game here. Sam Darnold and the Seahawks, they have been the number one team in the league when it comes to big plays. Big chunk plays, they have had more than anybody has. Sam Darnold, a lot of it with JSN, a lot of it going there. But just overall, this offense has jumped up big time in terms of big plays. And the best thing that the Texans do, arguably, on their team is get after the quarterback. And Danielle Hunter, who is a great, not good, a great pass rusher, I think has the ability to be the guy that teams aren't keying on the front seven. I think when people are sitting out looking at the Texans, they're looking at Will Anderson Jr. from an offensive standpoint, what we've got to stop, we can't let him. And I think he tends to have a lot of opportunities to impact the game against, you know, single coverage with tackles. And they got a pretty good one over there, but I think Danielle Hunter is going to have a big game. I think we're going to see a lot of pressure from him and sacks.
Well, it's got the makings of a game where Danielle Hunter could potentially be the Manai Institute player of the game. There's no doubt about that. Look, I mean, we're talking about a guy. Just forget about the scheme. I mean, they're a play action, deep drop, and throw the ball over the top and look for explosives when they do call pass plays. But even with that said, I mean, just look at the guy. Sam Darnold is not afraid to hold the football until the very last second. So I think Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are going to have plenty of opportunity to get after him. I could very well see Danielle Hunter being having a big part of helping win this game, no question.
Yeah, I think the pressure is going to have to be a big thing. Right? The Texans are going to have to get Sam Darnold off his mark in this game to have a chance. Someone has texted in Kalen Bullock. We'll have a couple of picks.
That'd be a good one.
I've been a little down on him. Only just because I thought he was – I'm not saying he – and I said this a couple of weeks. I'm not saying he's been bad, but yeah. I just – well, training camp, it was like, look out. This dude, this nut here is about to go crazy this year. And I think we've talked about it a little bit. They play him a lot closer to the line of scrimmage, and we'll see what happens. But, it'd be nice to see him stand out as well. EJ Speed coming on, Dalton Schultz. From Art on the on YouTube and Twitch, jumps out Tyler. Who is your who do you think is going to be the Manai Institute player of the game tonight?
I am rolling with a fellow y'all talked quite a bit about in that first segment. That'd be Nico Collins. He had 4 receptions, I believe, 52 yards and a touchdown against the Ravens in that win before the bye week. I'm looking for Kaylee and company to continue that trend in the right direction. Get Nico the ball early and often. He's going to show up in best bets as well, but I'm going with Nico. If they want to leave Seattle with a win, they got to do that. They got to go to him early often and find Nico. Let's go.
Yep. See Nico Collins a few times. Champ Slice said, it'd be great if Petrie is. I'm worried about Petrie on Cooper Kupp.
It's a good matchup talk right there.
I hope that's not.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Yeah, no, Nico's the I think he's the most important one of the whole bunch, of offense or defense. I mean, this cannot be a game where they allow the Seattle Seahawks to shift coverage one direction and just take him out of the mix. Like, it can't be. I know they talk about that over there. I hate hearing it. I think it's an extreme cop-out, if I'm being completely honest. You know, you mess around and lose this game and Nico Collins got 3 or 4 catches and your offense sputters, that's going to be a bad look for the offense. So I think Nico's, if they've got a chance in hell of winning this game on the road in Seattle tonight, it's got to be a big, steady, heavy dose of 12, no question.
Yeah, and you know what? As I see some people rolling in here with their different thoughts of guys, C.J. Stroud, come on, man, it's easy. Yes, C.J. Stroud has to have a big game. But let's build on that, because I know in your mind, two stars, and Nico Collins is one of them, two stars have to, and many times we have big games like this. I say it all the time, man, this is your stars got to come and go. And the Texans have several of those guys there, and they need them to step up. But there are two in particular, Nico Collins, one of them. We'll tell you who those are and build on that coming up in just a bit as we continue right here on a game day, live right here on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I feel like I'm a broken record at this point, but another great defense we're going against, man. You know, Houston and you know, Coach D'Amico Ryan's over there, I feel like he has those guys rolling. You know, their defense is playing really well. They're playing at a high level. Offense is too, obviously, but just all the guys that they have on defense, man, they have such great personnel. The guys up front, you know, the linebackers, the secondary, you know, they fly around. They know their scheme, you know, inside and out, and they do a good job. You know, whether they want to play coverage or pressure or play man-to-man, you know, they do a really good job in that. And yeah, we got our hands full this week, but we're, again, like I say all the time, man, we're really excited about this opportunity.
All right, there is Sam Darnold, who he just, and listen, there are guys, coaches, Lou Holtz was really big on this, there are coaches who just, and guys who just talk up things, well, they're a great team. I don't think Sam Darnold was talking up this defense. I think he was dead ass serious with what he was talking about, and I think there is real concern for Seattle and what they're going to be able to do against this defense. But Clint, this is one of those games where stars have to show up, and the Texans have a fair amount of stars and big time players on that side of the ball, right? Will Anderson is potentially going to be one of the highest paid defensive players in the game. Danielle Hunter is, when you talk about from what you're getting paid per year, is one of the highest paid defensive players out there, right? They've got some dudes over there. Kamari Lassiter is coming on. Jalen Petrie just got paid. They've got some guys over there, Clint. But for you, Derek Stingley, to you on that side of the ball, he is clearly one of the stars on this entire team. And he may be the best player on this entire team, but he has got to have a major impact on this game in Europe.
Absolutely. He's got to be the Man I Institute player of the game, if you know what I mean. He has got to have a monster game. And I think, look, he's capable of having a monster game within the scheme, or he's capable of having a monster game if D'Amico Ryans decides to deploy him in a way in which he's having to mirror the opponent's best wide receiver. And that best wide receiver is Jaxon Smith-Njigba once again. He's having a great year. He's the target that makes this offense go. He's the guy that, boy, when they want to hit one of them hard play action passes, he's the one that typically is early in the progression. That's going to be made priority. And so I just think one of the biggest factors in this ball game is how two guys are employed, to be honest with you. But the two biggest stars on this team, but definitely number one, I think it's Derek Stingley Jr. What does D'Amico Ryans decide to do with Derek Stingley Jr.? Does he think enough of what Seattle's doing off rip to go, hey, I'm not even going to give y'all a chance to breathe. We're going to suffocate y'all. And it's going to start with Derek Stingley, put my best defender on your best wide receiver. Or is it, hey, man, we're going to see how this thing plays out. We're going to stay in. We're going to keep our defense in structure. We're not going to travel with wide receivers. We're not going to move with motion. We're going to leave Derek Stingley Jr. on one side, Kamari Lassiter on the other. We like our guys. And then we'll adjust accordingly. How aggressive does D'Amico Ryans decide to deploy Derek Stingley Jr.? Because I believe at some point in time, we are going to see Derek Stingley Jr. mirroring Smith-Njigba. Is it from jump, or is it an adjustment midway through the first half or at halftime?
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say to you. How do you think he should deploy him? And listen, I don't think he will be able to live with himself. That'd be D'Amico. If big moments of the game, Derek Stingley is on Torrey Horton and somebody is on Jaxon Smith-Njigba, yep. And there's a big play that's made. Not when you have him, right? So I cannot believe that he would allow that to happen. Now, maybe not every play. Or, hell, we've watched him. He did it with Amari Cooper.
We've seen him with that. There was one other time.
Tyreek. I don't think it was the entirety of the game with Amari Cooper.
Yep.
He did it with him and just followed him. Cooper Kupp, you feel like you got guys that can handle that. Torrey Horton, you got guys that can handle it. You just cannot let Jaxon Smith-Njigba. If I'm going to go down, it's going to be Derek Stingley on him. And I would imagine he won't. I bet you he kicked himself when Amara St. Brown started coming up with big plays against the Texans last year. And he was matched up against Petrie. Yeah. I don't think he'll allow that to happen.
Well, the other part of the equation here, and you mentioned several of those guys' names, and no disrespect to Cooper Kupp, but the other part of this is when you do deploy Derek Stingley Jr. in a way of like, hey, I want him to mirror, we're going to play man, and you don't have to play man across the board. There's some hybrid coverages where it's zone one direction, man the other way, but let's not get into all that. If you do decide to deploy Derek Stingley Jr., in a man-to-man mirror type of way, then D'Amico's got a ton of confidence in his other corners, in his other cover defenders. Kamari Lassiter goes to Kupp or whoever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever the shift is, whatever the adjustment is, depending on where Smith-Njigba lines up in the formation, I think D'Amico Ryans has got a ton of confidence in those guys' ability to cover, the receivers that the other receivers that Seattle can throw out there. It's not like they're throwing out there the top two that Philly can throw out there. They're not throwing out even Detroit. You mentioned Detroit. They're not throwing the tight end and the two-headed monster at wide receiver and the running back that can do the things that they have. Right. So
it feels a lot like the Texans. Right,
offensively,
it's fair. Nico. Now Kenneth Walker, I think, is a little bit more explosive when he's, or at least a more well known commodity. But it's not like a ton of guys scare you. And I think we'll get to this guy on the other side. But like Seattle's probably saying, we just can't let Nico Collins kill us.
Yeah,
and I gotta imagine that's gotta be what D'Amico is saying in the passing game. And this guy, and Clint, it's not, all right, he's killing you with five here or eight here. No, man. Smith-Njigba is getting big plays. I mean, multiple big plays a game, big chunk plays that he is killing teams with. He is leading. He hadn't played yet this week and still leading the league in receiving yards. So, yeah, I would be shocked if that's not the route Matt Burke and D'Amico go because there's I don't think there's anything that's stopping them from doing it.
Yeah, I don't think it's if. I think it's when, right? I mean, do they decide to do it from jump and just say to hell with it, we're going to try to suffocate them from jump and make sure they don't get the run going? Or is it, to your point, kind of like the Tyreek Hill situation where the game gets tight down the stretch and you've got to have it series where you got to get a stop or you got to get a turnover and they call the play then? I don't think it's if, it's when. I think there's going to be a moment in time in this game where anybody watching it close enough on the defensive side of the football is going to see Derek Stingley Jr. manned up with Smith and Jigba in critical situations to take him out of the game.
Yeah, and then the flip of that, Clint, I know Derek Stingley is one, and you've talked about it a bit already. Nico Collins is somebody they have to get going.
Yeah, absolutely. You said it. You said this before when you and I first started working together about it. This is one of them games where I can't remember how you phrased it, but this is one of them games where the stars got to go win it, right? I mean, this is one of the games where your highest paid players, your best players, got to go win it. And I think this is one of those for the Texans, and I think Nico Collins is on the offensive side of the football. I thought this before the Christian Kirk announcement that the hamstring is keeping him out of another game, but now with that announcement, it's even more so important that Nico Collins is they find a way. Look, we just watched. What's my man's name with the Rams caught three touchdowns? Devontae Adams. Just watched Devontae Adams with no Puka Nacua go catch three touchdowns. Right, we watched Ja'Marr Chase with no Joe Burrow go out there and get targeted 23 times, had 16 catches for 161 yards. He dropped a touchdown, come right back in.
What is happening with Pittsburgh? How did that happen?
I don't know. I have no idea. But I mean, I think Sumlin was too pissed off at Cleveland for trading Flacco. But we're watching teams do it week in, week out of players, big time receivers that Nico is in the same tier as, go out there and find ways to get those guys touches. Hell, that you can argue that McVay did it with both of his guys when they played the Texans, and the Texans are a top defense. And so I just think this is one of those games, man, where you just cannot allow tilted coverage to take Nico. Like if we listen to D'Amico Ryans or C.J. Stroud in a post game press conference setting after a loss, and somebody asked the question, "Hey man, what happened to Nico?" "Oh man, they tilted the safety that way. You know, they got this middle open, these two safeties on the roof, and they
that's what concerns."
If we're listening to that after the game, if we're listening to D'Amico Ryans talk to us about, "Oh well, you know, wherever the ball takes him, that guy's got to make plays. It's not about one guy; it's about all these guys. It's about distributing the football, you know, accordingly." Blah blah. Like if we're hearing that. It was a long day at the office for the Texans, and I got to believe it's going to be a long season for Nick Caley. If there's ever been a moment,
that's my concern. Are they going to allow Seattle to just take him away?
I would bet that they are making way too much of the Baltimore game and how many guys had catches, and expecting that to happen against a better defense. And the plan is to leave Nico Collins out there. I hope I'm dead ass wrong. I'm going to tell you right now, I would rather lose the game. I don't want to lose it at all, but I would rather be sitting in a post game press conference with a loss, and Nico Collins have ran 14 miles tonight against Seattle.
If you were to say right now, if I say to you right now, Clint Sterner were, and you've been in the position that C.J. Stroud has been going into an NFL game, a game like this, how many targets would you say that you would feel comfortable if you were C.J.? That's how many times I got to try.
It's got
to
be double digits.
To Nico Collins.
It's got
to
be double digit targets. I mean, it's got to be 12 to 15. Now, I will include in that if they hand him a speed sweep, or if they line him up in the backfield and flip a little screen to him, like I would include those in there. But yeah, I mean, it's got to be 12 to 15. Like this cannot be a game where you cannot let Seattle make it a game where it's, well, we'll see if Jalen Noel can make some plays. We'll see if Xavier Hutchinson can make, like, you, Seattle can't make this an Iowa State game.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I mean, that
gave you
like,
a big
like Nick Cayley and D'Amico, right? Nick Cayley and D'Amico Ryans cannot let Seattle's secondary
determine and dictate that Jalen Higgins and Noel are going.
We're
going to
make the Cyclones beat us. It can't be. It can't be. I mean, it just simply can't be. So, yeah, I think this has got to be one of those games. What game was that? It was a game with everybody was hurt, and we had the same conversation of like, hell, they don't have anybody else. They've got to move Nico around. Because like, I was pushing Nico as a boundary
he
receiver.
He did it against the Colts Nico's the guy in the you playoff, in the Colts where it was Hutch opposite of him. Then a playoff game, he did it against Cleveland where they didn't really have anybody.
I just remember when I saw Nico line up in the backfield, I went, yep, this is it. Now, you know, okay, they're on the same – we're thinking the same thing here. And that's what's got to happen tonight. This has got to be a Nico Collins game. The announcer's got to be talking about, man, I don't know if this offense is going to work, but we have no idea where Nico Collins is going to line up, right? I mean, that's got to be what we're talking about.
Screen of the quarter. Yeah, yeah. Rashid Rice had 10 targets on a pitch count yesterday. So, Nico Collins can.
You think they were on a mission?
Should at least try to get him the ball. All right, coming up. Is this a turning point game? I see people texting in. I saw someone say must win. Is this a turning point game for the Texans today? Their season hinges on this game. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.